This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
So if I wanted to see one of your properties and I'm willing to wear a mask and gloves, but only a mask and gloves, is that a problem? Just checking for a friend.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talon on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today. Dan Walters hasn't been on for about 5 months. We're going to talk about housing, population in California, water, energy, anything else? I have a Perry Mason question for him about strips that were tied to the fans. How often do you see that today? Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment, and there's so much to talk about today. A quick mention of the week of May 30th, Memorial Day, and originally known as Decoration Day, and officially 1868, May 30th, was the first. Although it had been celebrated prior, so it's kind of a little bit debatable, but it was officially proclaimed May 30th, and this year, May 2022, May 30th happens to fall on the last Monday, which it was changed by, 1971, declared Memorial Day a national holiday celebrated the last Monday in May. So just coincidentally, the first Memorial Day or Decoration Day was May 30th, 1868, happened to be on a Saturday. People always vied for trying to claim they did the first one, Decoration Day, but they ended up, Johnson in 1966 declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. So my dad always, I don't know if it was Veterans Day or Memorial Day, he proudly put on his World War II little soft cap, and the jacket probably didn't fit him anymore, the Eisenhower jacket, I wear it. And he proudly walked in the parade on Gramercy Avenue, Mount Vernon, New York. Kind of late notice here. You got a reply by June 1st, 2022, but if you go to the AIASB.com, the American Institute of Architects, they're having an event June 9th, down in the Funk Zone, meeting of update on State Street and housing element, economic development. It's 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. So just check out American Institute of Architects, Santa Barbara, and you can look for that. And you get a glass of wine and Monty tacos. Last week's guest, he was from the oil industry. And I had said something about a lease having no end date. And he said, no, that's not true. And I knew I had read it, and I found I had a piece of paper, but it was buried in so much. This was an article about California legislature's kill plans to close offshore Orange County oil rigs. And, you know, when you have a listing agreement, you have to have an end date. When you write a purchase agreement, you have to give the seller a certain number of days for him to respond. So I figured when he said the leases had to have an end date, it kind of made sense because a lease is a lease. It's real estate. But there are 11 active oil and gas leases in state waters along the California coast, all of which were granted drilling rights between 1938 and 1968. And the executive director of the State Lands Commission said these leases have no end date and will continue as long as it is economical for the oil companies to continue production. So I don't quite understand that. Another listener emailed me because I mentioned Jeanette Rankin was the first woman elected to Congress, which was odd because women didn't even have the right to vote. And he had a bunch of information about her. She voted against World War I, voted against World War II, and was against the Vietnam War. And I thought, geez, this woman, how long she live? She was born in 1880, died in 1973, weeks shy of her 93rd birthday. So that's kudos to her, born in that time era and get close to 93 years. That's pretty good. Okay, we've got a story on Shoreline Homes. I'm looking at the clock. Let's first do the year-to-date MLS stats. Inventory, by the way, again for the fourth week in a row, creeping up a little bit better than last year. Now, last year was so low. How low was it? It was beyond bizarre low. So this year better be better. Every year better be better than last year. So we have a few more listings to look at than we did last year, but still compared to, we have 135 last year at this time, 119. But the year before that was 329, and that was not quite, well, was it a low? It was almost a new low, 329. In 06, we might have had 321. But, you know, usually 400, 394, 400, and you get into the doldrum years, you had 620 on the 21st week of the year. So 135 listings to look at. It's remarkable that we have something to sell. So year-to-date sales for the 21st week of the year through May 27th, 2022, 407 sales, which is 19.4 sales per week. Now, looking back on prior years, skipping last year, which was the anomaly, we'll get to it in a moment, but, you know, usually the first 21 weeks of the year, 18 a week, 18, 19.73, 19.5, 2015 was 20.7. So we're at 19.4 sales per week, single-family homes, Carp to Goleta. You know, it's not horribly low. And considering there's nothing to sell, it's amazingly high as a percentage. Last year, it was 28 sales per week, just dwarfing everything. We ended up 2021 at 26.4 sales per week. 2020 was 24.6. So we're at 19.4. So hopefully, things usually slow down in the last quarter, but it would be nice to break 20 sales per week. The median price, however, $2,360,000, which is 12% higher than last year's $2,001,000. But going back to 2020 is $1,346,000. This year's $2,360,000. 2020, the first 21 weeks of the year was $1,346,000. 2022, $2,360,000, that's 75% higher than 2020. Montecito only, 77 sales the first 21 weeks of the year, single family homes. Median price, $5,640,000. 77 sales for the first 21 weeks, skipping last year, going back starting in 2020, it was 63, 61, 42, 2018, the Montecito debris flow, Thomas Fire. 2017, it was 67, 2016, 79, which is better than today's 77, but close, and 2015, 74. So 77 is actually very strong, but look at the median price of $5,640,000. But last year, first 21 weeks in Montecito, 150 sales. Just can't even, it's so off the charts. That's why I'm comparing this year to the other years, the normal years. Those are the stats for week 21, 2022, for the week ending May 27th, 2022. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with syndicated columnist Dan Walters.